And good morning. It's time for another video from Tom and Shane, and we're happy to be here with you today. And we hope you will subscribe, like us, ring the notification bell so you're always notified of our next broadcast. And we use StreamYard. You'll love it. It's easy to use. Even I can use it. So how hard can it be? So yeah, there's a link in the description below on YouTube as to how you can use it too. It's a free, they have a free version of it. And also, if you'd like to support us monetarily, well, there's a link to Patreon down below as well. And today we want to talk about, should Congress have a maximum age? Shane, should Congress have a maximum age? Because we've got some old folks in Congress. In fact, we have right now, Shane, I don't know if you realize this, we have the oldest Congress in 20 years right now.
I mean, what a surprise.
I mean, they have a walker place to put your walkers, I guess, when you're, you know, like bike racks, they got a walker rack.
There you are. It makes it handy dandy for those people, you know, because they have those nice big cushy leather seats to sit in.
Well, they got to have those. I mean, I always thought they should sit on metal chairs, and then maybe they get more done, you know, if they were uncomfortable sitting there.
Yeah,
let's get this vote done. Stop talking so long. Let's get this done. So right. I don't know. They are in trouble. So I don't know. But anyway, well, the other thing too, this relates into term limits too, Shane. We want to talk a little bit about that. I wrote an article the other day on term limits, and we can't have term limits, Shane, in Congress unless we do something about the pension. Because if you got 535 people in Congress, you got 435 reps and 100 senators. And if we had half of that turnover every year and those people keep getting paid, that isn't going to work monetarily. We're going to be pension poor like the auto workers or the, I don't know, half these states that have all these teachers pension plans. Yeah, teachers unions. It'd be another one.
You know, none of which are fully funded. You know, all the retirement funds are not fully funded in the states. And that becomes a constant, you know, conversation. Although I think with COVID, they relieved a lot of that when they shipped all those billions to states, and they used a lot of that money to pay off their pension funds and their debts. We know that too.
Yeah. Well, I see right now they're recalling some of that money, Shane. They're bringing it back. The COVID money. Mm-hmm. They passed there. They want that big bill of Biden's, and so they're going to have to pull some of that COVID money back from these states and not give it to them as they promised they would. So, you know, typical Congress. What do you want?
That's right. And, you know, you're under your Constitution, 25 minimum age for a congressperson, right? 30 minimum age for a senator and 35 for a president. So, yeah. You know, that's the only restriction you have. But you really do have term limits already. We know that. We've talked about this a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, you have an election, you know, the first Tuesday of every November, every 2 years, and the entire Congress is up for election. So, you know, that's a term limit. If people are going to elect the same people, you know, the governorships are a bit different. Some governorships are two terms, and you have to take off 4 or 8 years, and you can run again.
Yeah.
But, you know, the bottom line is your founding fathers were brilliant in their concept of the election of all the federal offices. And that's why it makes it so interesting. Every 4 years, a president's elected. You know, they upended that after FDR's, what, three terms, four terms, whatever it was, you know, and then they upended it at the beginning of the 20th century with the senators being elected and not appointed. So there you have it. Every 2 years, a third of the Senate's up for grabs, 36 seats this year. And the entire Congress, as you pointed out.
Yeah, the one thing, members of Congress, they got to be a citizen for at least 7 years, and they have to live in the state. But get this, Shane, they do not have to necessarily live in the district there is.
I know. How laughable is that? I mean,
I think, her name was Maxine Waters. I don't believe lives in her.
No,
you know,
doesn't.
I don't want to live in that drug infested, crime ridden inner city, but I love supporting those people and representing them, you know, but I'm not going to live there.
She's up in the mountains with a $6.5 million home looking over the Pacific. Why would?
Yeah, why would you?
She's got a walk-in wig closet, you know.
Yeah. So I don't know. Well, senators have to be at least 9 years citizen, and representatives have to be 7. And they do have to live in the state they represent. I don't know how unfair is that. I mean, you got to live in the state you represent, Shane. I don't know.
But there's no qualification about how long you have to live in that state. So you can move from some other state.
And
run for office.
As long as you meet that senator deal, you're okay.
Yeah.
Well, as of 2019, not too long ago, members who participated in the congressional pension system are vested after 5 years of service. Now, that's 3 terms for a representative and 1 term for a senator. And a full pension is available to members 62 of age with 5 years of service, 50 years or older with 20 years of service, or 25 years of service at any age. So,
And if you're a government employee, you have to have 30 years of having worked for the government and be at least 55. So you have to retire at 85. That's a great deal.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Fauci should be gone. I mean,
Well, if they 71% people said, or at least around, I'm sorry, I think it's 58% of people polled said there should be an age limit on government, president, senators, congressmen, whatever. And if those age limits were put in place, I think they like 70 as the age limit. Well, 71% of current senators would be out of office. They wouldn't be able to. And Biden and Trump would not be able to run for president. And you know, as I mentioned earlier, we have the oldest group we've had in 20 years. And the only presidents that would be eligible would be Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. So you got Nancy Pelosi at 81, Mitch McConnell at 79, and Schumer at 71. So all these
remarkable, isn't it?
I know all these guys would be history if we had some kind of an age limit on our congressman. So it's, I don't know, it's a conundrum here, but but imagine if half of the House turned over every 2 years, so you have 200 people out getting pensions, and then 2 more years another 200 out getting pensions, and then the next 2 years another 200 out getting pensions. I mean, this is like doubling a penny every day, you know. And
sounds like your debt.
Well, yeah, it does. If you want to, that's what I was going to say. If you want to see debt, put up term limits and don't change the pension plan.
Yeah, especially the benefits they get. You know,
I mean, that goes.
It's just over the top, crazy.
Yeah. Well, you got the presidents who get Secret Service for life, and their benefits and their pay or some kind of pay or whatever. But there's only 5 of those: Carter and Bush and Obama and Trump and whoever else is in there.
Yeah. My favorite perk for presidents is it's twofold. One, they have access to a military airplane at any time. And number two, they can go anywhere in the world and stay at a U.S. embassy free. What a deal. You can travel the world for free. All you gotta do is you're gonna go out and eat, so that's no
sure deal. Yeah, why not?
But they could travel the world for free. I don't know if there are many countries that want them to or would let them in, but you know that's the deal.
There you go.
That's the best perk, baby. Oh, that and, you know, that and cufflinks, you know, give away cufflinks.
Yeah, you get those special cufflinks, you know, and the
tie, lapel, yeah. tie
jack bar. And all that. Yeah.
Tie bar, yeah.
So apparently the president and Congress can't live on Social Security, according to Bruce. And they get Medicare at 65, of course. And Bruce doesn't get a pension. So why should these guys, you know, it used to be, Shane, in back when the country began, people would come and they would serve and they would go home, you know, and they go back to their profession, you know, but it doesn't seem like that works for them anymore. So I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's like a populist government, like in Montana, you know, they meet once every 2 years for 90 to 120 days. Texas is the same. But when you have these state governments like California, they're, you know, 720, you know, 7 by 24/7.
Yeah,
365 days a year. Like, what a wallop! I mean, it's pretty wacky.
Well, Congress only meets 109 days a year. You know, I mean, you're expecting 2/3 of help, and you're getting only 1/3 of service. Well, so, and each year,
Pelosi doesn't even need her members. She's got the proxy.
You know, yeah. So there you are.
You know,
so,
in the age of COVID, it was made easy. Oh, don't want you to come here. You might get sick. So. Just give me your proxy and I'll vote properly. I'll vote for you.
Right? Yeah, there we go. So
there you go.
No problem at all.
Right.
I don't know. What are these people thinking anyway? Just
out of rule, baby. Got it. And by the way, they got to get it done by Friday. Once again, continuing resolution.
Oh, but, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Brian says, great point. You serve. You're not a career, much less career that takes you well past an average retirement age. Yeah, I was going to say, these people hanging in there at 80, it can't be that tough a job if they're there at 80. You know?
Well, yeah. And, you know, both House members have the other perk. They have their own dining rooms and, you know, free barber shop.
Yeah.
And they have stores that they can go into and put it on credit, of course, against their budget that they have for the office. It's $1.5 million per senator and $1 million for a congressman. So that's a great deal. I mean, on top of everything else.
Postage paid. You can send out all the crap you want. Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. It's, I should have rethought my career choice. You know, I should have. Particularly in Montana, you don't have to get a lot of votes in Montana. We only got a little over 1 million people here, so you don't need a whole lot of votes to go to Congress.
It's a lot of walking, you know. In urban, you know, at least in urban cities, you know, the walk is up some stairs and elevators and streets.
Yeah, well, if you can fog a mayor, you can get elected.
That's right. But in rural America, that's a real effort to go out there and, you know, drive to and fro to.
Only Alaska or maybe Wyoming might be easier. Fewer people there. Half of Alaska's in Anchorage, so if you pull Anchorage, you're done.
Well, that's what's so remarkable. You know, Wyoming's a great example because of Dick Cheney and, you know, being part of the Bush administration. You know, his daughter automatically gets elected to Congress and turns out to be this liberal whack. You know,
I know. What can you say? Huh? You never know what you're going to get. And well, you know, we send 86% of the incumbents back, Shane. 16% of the Congress turns over, you know, every election, maybe less or more, whatever. But anyway, as a general standard, we send 86% of the same people back expecting something to get better.
Yeah. Well, 30 members of the Democratic Party are not running for re-election in the House. So, you know, they've got 218. So, you know, that's like, you know, what is it? 15% of their members.
Yeah. And, well, that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. And aside from that, they could lose another 40 or 50 seats. So it could be a pretty good turnover this time.
Yeah. Well, and remember, all those people, if they've served more than 5 years in the House, they're pensioned. They're vested.
Yeah. So, bingo. They hit the lottery, baby.
Yeah, that's the bad thing. So Yeah, Bruce says, just think how much money we could save if we made government employees like post office and politicians pay 10% of their gross pay into a 401k. Well, let's have them put 10% into the budget or the deficit or the debt.
Yeah, so. But my question is, and I'm sure everybody else has asked this question numerous times, why'd they get paid during COVID? I mean, if they weren't working, if they're not there, if you're not going to show up for work, you don't get paid if you showed up for work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to take a sick day off or holiday pay off or
mm-hmm.
a holiday off, you don't get paid.
Yeah.
Well, so why should members of Congress that don't show up for work get paid? Like, yeah. It's a terrible reality. It's like the insider trading thing, you know.
Yeah,
they've passed laws for years and they still do it.
Well, maybe the answer is an age limit, Shane. Would you be in favor of a maximum age for Congress?
No.
You know, a lot of people have to retire at 65 or in certain businesses and industries. You think they should serve till they're 90 or 102?
I think they should serve until people will elect somebody else. That's what your Constitution says. That's the way they wrote it. That was the whole idea. So.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if somebody wants a congressman with a 2-year term for, you know, 15 terms, 30 years, or 40 mm-hmm. terms, 80 years, you know, what's Pelosi, 100 terms, you know, 50 years?
I don't know how long she's been there. It seems, I don't know. She has her own parking place, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
She's been there that long. So,
that's right.
I don't know.
And it says Black Lives Matter on it. So,
yeah, I'm sure it does. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, well,
you know, Pelosi hasn't driven a car in 50 years and half.
Probably not. Yeah, I was gonna say, you got that chauffeur to, you don't have to worry about the traffic and that, you know, you can sleep or work or, well, she didn't work probably, but you know.
Well, she's third in line to the presidency. You know, it's a big deal.
Yeah, how scary is that?
And what's really scary is that the president pro temp of the Senate.
Yeah.
Is the oldest member of the majority party.
Yeah.
So whoever the oldest member of the demolition party in the Senate, that's your president pro temp, number four. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's humor at the moment, I guess. Kamala at the moment. Yeah,
she's vice president. She's number two.
Well, she presides over the Senate, though, too. That's one of her jobs.
She's number two, then the Speaker of the House, and then the President pro temp of the Senate.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so we got that straight. So
yeah.
We know how bad it's going to be. Each one is worse than the previous one. So.
Well, you know, under Trump, it was Grassley from Iowa.
That was pretty. Grassley's been there forever, too.
And he's running again.
Yeah, I don't know how. I'll have to look up how old he is, but he's
in his 80s.
I would say, yeah, I was thinking he's right up there. So,
he is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the oldest Republican senator. Yeah.
Yeah, Pelosi's been in politics since JFK, so that was back in the 60s, so that'll give you some idea of her situation. And what was it, Robert Byrd, wasn't he in there for like 60 years or something like that?
That's right. He was a majority leader and a sworn member of the Ku Klux Klan on and on and on.
So those guys were ever, you know, so I don't know, man, so... Well, I don't know, Shane. Term limits, an age barrier or an age restriction or whatever for these folks. I don't know what the overall answer is, but
people should get out and vote.
Yeah,
get out and vote. You know, change mm-hmm. your congressman or your senator. You know, like that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the major answer is you subscribe to this channel and
That's
ring the
right.
notification bell and like us and leave a comment, because Facebook and YouTube put a lot of weight in comments and things like that. So if you're watching us on YouTube, by all means, leave a comment. Let us know what you think. And, of course, I don't know, Shane.
It's only 8 months to the election. So, you know, very soon we'll be talking about all the primaries that are going on and, you know, mm-hmm. who's running with whom or against whom and, you know, how this is going to sail. It's going to be,
there's going to be some interesting races going on.
It makes for great talk, because we know it's coming and we know it. That's great.
Yep. It's like a hurricane, you know, it's offshore, you know, it's coming. we can see the satellite, images of negative politicians.
How big is the tidal wave going to be?
Yeah, yeah, it's it's a tsunami of political rhetoric that we're going to have to endure. That's our job.
That's right. And the sad fact is that when you watch these people in their committee hearings that are shown on TV and stuff, with the vast staffs they have and everything, you have to shake your head, because it's like, where did you come up with these questions? Like this, you got to be sitting there throwing Kleenex balls at the television because you're going, no, that's the wrong question. Why aren't you, seriously? Yeah.
Yeah. Linda needs your happy juice, Shane. whatever you're smoking there, the happy juice.
My coffee juice.
Yeah, she needs that happy juice. So. In our state, of course, Montana, Matt Rosendale's coming to Ennis. I'm going to remind him that there's a Senate seat open in 2024. So there you are, yeah.
Yeah, and to come on our Saturday show, folks, because I'm going to give you a real wind-up on that in a moment.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, by all means, Saturday, we're on radio every Saturday. You can listen to us anywhere in the world on The Crawl, Tom and Shane live on radio every Saturday. We're on 8 to 11 Mountain Time, and you can listen live at KMMSAM.com, KMMSAM.com, and click listen now. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to join anything. You don't have to leave any information. All you have to do is listen. So, and you can call us, you can text us, and it's a fun 3 hours on Saturday morning. So if you're not sleeping in, get up for Tom and Shane.
And I just want to say, because we want to build our base and our family, but we deserve another pat in the back. We got this right. We called it. Mm-hmm. We called it 2 years ago, a year ago, we called it 6 months ago, Amazon splitting its stock, 21, they announced that today. And so there you go, folks. We told you this was coming. So clearly they're preparing for what's going to be a serious downturn, because they don't want their stock, their stock at a price people will buy it at. If there's anyone going to be out there to buy stock, but,
we'll see, I guess.
And are you ready for this? They've got $2 billion.
Yeah.
To support the stock after the split. So this is going to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. It's like Alphabet. They announced theirs. And like I said, this will be an opportunity. Wait a month, because it'll trade up and down and around.
Yeah.
And then, not necessarily a month, maybe 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, and you should take a shot. Look, Amazon and Alphabet are two stocks I would own.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you to own it, but I can tell you I would own it.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Not this price, but after the split. Yeah.
Amen to that.
By the way, my next call for both of them, they'll be on the Dow. They'll be part of the Dow 30.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Hey, don't forget, you can listen to past shows also at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast. It'll take you over to a link to go to there, and you can hear any of our past shows. So if you want to get a preview of the kind of things we do on Saturday, then, hey, there you are. You've got a way to do it. So we're happy to provide that little bit of information for you. And, I think we wrapped this up, Shane. So, we want to thank everybody for watching. And don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, like us, and leave a comment. And we will see you on the next podcast, which will be next Tuesday. But we will be on the radio Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. Don't miss it. So we'll see you then. Bye for now.